Praise the Lord. Unique and special children of God is the title of the message today. Somebody say unique and special children of God. First of all, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray you will give us understanding of your word. What you have in mind to share with us today, help us to grasp it and be benefited with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. How many people among us want to agree that there are a lot of people today that are calling themselves Christians? We are not God, we can't judge them. But we know that it is very difficult for us to know if they are actually Christians. Okay? In the sense that, by the virtue of what they do, what they say, okay? Some cannot even say like 5 statements without using the curse word. And we all call ourselves children of God. Those cannot be categorized as unique children of God. So when we say a unique child of God, you must not be one of the majority. You must not be common. I mentioned that this comes with a lot of benefits. Can somebody tell me, what do you think will come with somebody that is unique child of God?
Blessing.
Special. Blessing. Let's agree that everybody that calls themselves children of God will receive blessings of God. And when we use the word special, it means that it won't be for everybody. Heaven is sure for you, definitely. That is ultimate. You get special benefits. Do you know that there are some people that you can't really mess with? It is very dangerous. Take for example, I came from Nigeria, that in the military, there was a time that we were ruled by the military. When you know that somebody is a soldier's son, will you go and mess with that boy? Eh? They will lock you up in the guard room. As a child of God, there are some things that come with you that you may not necessarily have to express in prayer that God will answer. There are some categories of people that the devil can't just really mess with them without passing through some fire. How many prayers can we mention when we are praying? How many prayer points can we mention? Do you even know what your enemy is cooking right now? When you are sleeping, do you know what they are doing? When you are watching TV, do you know what they are doing? I'm not trying to tell you to be conscious of your enemy all the time. That is not the goal. The purpose here is that if you are a unique child of God, there are things that you don't need to express in the presence of God before God answers them. And He answers by fire. So it is beneficial for us as children of God to put ourselves in the category of people that are called unique children of God, because it comes with a lot of benefits. But do you know the good news? It is not difficult to be a unique child of God. Somebody say it is not difficult. Amen. Now, I want us to quickly go to the book of John chapter 14. We are going to read verse 20 to 23. I will still read this place, but I want to ask us a question. Let's assume that your child forgot to take lunch when going to school. And you want to take the lunch to the child in the school. You took the lunch and tried to go and give to the child in school. I want to ask a question. Will you take lunch for everybody in the class? Huh? Why not? Because you are not their father. You are not their mother. Even if you are a very generous person, your business is your business, right? At least that it may not be enough for both of us. At least this is for me and my child, right? This is Jesus here. Jesus was not praying for the world. Jesus was only praying for His own people. I mean, when I first read this place a long time ago, it was like, Jesus now, actually, the one that is for all, for God so loved the world. But this time around, it is not about the world anymore. It's about my people. Inner carcass. That is what comes with the package as a unique child of God. I want to encourage you that you will ascend to the realm, to the level of entering into the inner carcass of God, because it will come with a lot of benefit. I first said the other time that it is not difficult. It is a very simple thing to do if you put your mind in it. Somebody say, put your mind in it. Unique child of God. Your mind has to be there. You cannot be a child of God in the cloud. Be a child of God in consciousness. Because it comes with a lot of benefits. There will be joy. There will be peace. There will be open door. There will be answered prayer. There will be promotion. There will be excitement. Things will be falling in place for you. As a child of God, God will be decorating the children for you, the life of the children for you. How much can you do on your own? Will you be everywhere at all times? But as a unique child of God, obviously the heights of God walks, he moves to and fro. Amen. There's still one more passage I want us to read before I continue. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. I promise to read that place that Sister Bemi read for us in English. John chapter, while you open to Titus, let me read John chapter 17, verse 20 to 23. It says, I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. The prayer of father to children, of to sons and daughters. The prayer that is more personalized than the general prayer. That is what Jesus Christ prayed for. People that commit themselves in mind and heart towards him. Amen? Nobody will be able to poke into your eyes as a child of God, because you are his chosen generations, upwards of God. Let's read that place. Titus chapter 2. Chapter 2 verse 11 to 13. Somebody read for us if you are there.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works.
Thank you, sir. And both of you use a word that I'm not seeing in my version, but which is very important. So self-control. Amen? Self-control. You cannot be a unique child of God without self-control. Somebody say self-control. Now, I am saying this and I want to repeat it, because it leads to, and after you get this part, then I'm going to close the message. Okay? A lot, like I said, a lot of people today are claiming to be children of God. And you and I are not God, we cannot judge anybody. Okay? But I want you to understand that not everybody that call themselves children of God are children of God. Anyone who claims to be a child of God without adding self-control into his lifestyle, to his faith life, to his spiritual exercise, is not yet a born-again Christian. It must come with self-control. Hallelujah. I am not putting myself or putting you on the spot that you are holy or perfect. Don't misguide my message. Don't get confused with this message. Somebody listen to me. You cannot be a child of God without self-control. For you to qualify as a unique child of God, self-control must be part of it. Hallelujah. If everybody is using vulgar language, it must not come from your mouth as somebody that is a unique child of God. Amen. Yes, they are Christians, you are Christian, as everybody claims, everybody goes to church. But if self-control is not part of your equation, you still have a long way to go, and you must start working on yourself immediately. Being a unique child of God, like I said, comes with a lot of benefits. So I want to fast forward now, so we go into the area of the benefit. You can be able to understand what I want to talk about. Benefit of aligning ourselves. Okay? First is, we get answered prayer. Somebody said, get answered prayer. Listen. We Christians like to pray. We pray a lot. But most of our prayers are repetitions. We repeat them because we love prayer. Prayer is part of the constitution of being a child of God. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, pray until your joy is full. Okay? Jesus Christ said, knock, it shall open. Ask, it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. But I want to tell you that this does not mean a prayer of repetition. You must continue to pray until your spirit agrees. But it is different from prayer of repetition. Prayer of repetition is that it is always on our prayer list. We like to pray it all the time. So it doesn't matter if it is answered or not answered. But I want to talk about prayer that are answered. This prayer that are answered comes from a child, unique child of God. Once the Lord gives you a deliverance, that trust will not be reversed. When the Lord answers your prayer, that prayer, it is strong. I said, benefit of aligning ourselves is that we get answered prayer. Somebody said, get an answered prayer. And the Lord shall answer your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. The second of it is that you are going to have peace. I'm not talking about money. Money is no peace. But you will have peace of mind. Amen. You will go to bed in peace. You may have some peace to pay like everybody else, but you will have peace of mind. I pray that the Lord will bless you with his peace in Jesus' name. The third of it is that you will understand time ceasing. You will understand time and ceasing. Amen. You will be sensitive to the of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will put you in the right place at the right time. Things will be working for you. Okay? There will be some people that you will not call on the phone because the Spirit of God is not asking you to do so. There will be some prayers that you will pray because the Spirit of God is leading you to pray those prayers. This is what I mean by understanding time and season. There will be some specific prayer point that you will pray about that on a normal day it will not even come across your mind. This is when you are a unique child of God. Hallelujah. Don't be just asking you to wake up in the middle of the night and pray for your cousin that you have not even mentioned his name for the past 10 years. That is when the Spirit of God is working with a unique child of God. That comes with all this package. But don't forget, self-control is part of your Christianity. Hallelujah. The next one, which the second to the last, actually the last one, is that you will stay fit and uncontaminated with the world. Staying fit and uncontaminated, you will be pure, wait and befit the kingdom of God. Like Pastor Joseph mentioned the other time, ultimately as a unique child of God, heaven is your home. And don't forget, Jesus Christ said, many are called, but few are chosen. I will not be among the few chosen in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. So, three things that you need to do as I wrap this up is that you must refine yourself with the word of God as a unique child of God. Let me see your face. Does it really sound good for you to be a child of God? And you don't open your Bible and read. No. Face to face, be plain to ourselves. To be unique, brother Dennis, do you agree with me? To be a unique child of God, you must at least open your Bible by yourself. Not that the pastor said, let's open to Romans. That makes you a unique child of God. Sister Patience, you agree? God bless you for agreeing with me. The second one is that you must do what? You must refine your mindset. Hallelujah. This is the second to the last one. You must do what? Refine your mindset. As a unique child of God, not every thought you must be entertaining. Are you listening to me? You are not one of the people that when a beautiful lady walks by, you are giving some funny sound. Ooh. Even the ladies too. As a unique child of God, what you entertain, I'm not saying what crosses your mind. The devil will throw anything at your mind. But what you entertain on your mind has to be unique. And no, lo and behold, what is hidden inside is plain in the presence of God. Call yourself a unique child of God. How will God see your mind at that time? So you have to beautify your mind. Refine your mind. That's just one example. It could be many things. There are many people that cause people in their mind. I pray that you're not one of those people. There are some people that they are the humble, the most humblest person. If there's any English like humblest person in the whole world, they are timid and meek, but in their mind, nobody else is big, is bigger than them. We're talking about what happened inside your mind as a unique child of God that you want to enjoy all the benefits. Watch it, refine what you entertain. The last one, hallelujah, use your declaration positively. People say it to themselves. People use dirty language on themselves. They don't use it on other people, but they use it on themselves to destroy themselves. Ah, I'm finished. You're failure. They say all sort of negative things to themselves. A unique child of God don't say that. Don't do that. You get my point? So being a unique child of God, please go and do the things that we have mentioned so that the benefits of God can follow you, can pursue you, overtake you. From today, the Lord will help you more than you can help yourself. The Lord will favor you. The Lord will give you His grace. The Lord will assist you. The Lord will make you an example of His name. Hallelujah. The Lord shall help you in the name of Jesus. Before I pray for you, I want to ask you a question. Are you proud to be a child of God? I want the youth to answer, not the adults. Are you proud to be a child of God? I pray that the Lord will give you this confidence and you will enjoy God for the rest of your life. You will not be ashamed of being a child of God. Please be a child of God. Okay? It is the best thing in life. It is the best thing in life. We're going to close it up now. God bless you in the name of Jesus.